This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. A lot more people have started paying attention to structural economic racism in the past few months. Companies, too. Many have been assessing their own hiring practices and diversity or lack thereof in their workforces. Arthur Woods is co-founder of a diversity recruitment company, Matheson, which helps other companies recruit people of color and people from other groups underrepresented in corporate America. He says business is booming. Thanks, Arthur, for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Sabri.
So you help companies recruit diverse talent. There's certainly a lot of pressure now for companies to look like they're doing that. But what's the business case for doing so?
Well, you know, there's been now over a decade of research that's proven companies that build a diverse workforce not only outperform other companies in the market, they retain their employees much longer and achieve a significantly better culture. So almost at every metric, there is a strong return on investment for building diversity in their workforce.
How's business been for you guys?
You know, it's interesting. Going into COVID, we were a little bit worried because, you know, we saw so many organizations institute hiring freezes, even perform layoffs. But in the last month alone, we have seen more demand from Matheson than the entire last year combined. We've had over 400 organizations reach out to us in the last 4 weeks. And, you know, I think building representation in the workforce, ensuring that there's especially greater representation among management has been, I think, top of mind for almost every single corporate leader.
Once you hire a diverse workforce, that doesn't mean your workforce is going to stay that way.
Right.
I mean, what do you do?
Well, that's absolutely right. You know, we see organizations that have instituted plans for diversity hiring actually failing to retain in advance those very job seekers. Among underrepresented populations, retention oftentimes is a huge issue because, you know, individuals step into an organization, they don't receive mentorship and support from other leaders. They don't see leaders at the top of the organization, so they wonder, is there a place for me here? They might enter cultures that have significant bias or microaggression, and those are all really good reasons to leave, right? If an individual's not feeling a sense of belonging. So we believe it's just as important for organizations to be building out plans for diversity hiring as it is for them to be instituting programs, mentorship, executive sponsorship, career development, creating mechanisms for capturing feedback, really being able to create systems to ask people how they're doing. Without those systems and structures in place, we almost see that there's a hole at the bottom of organizations that isn't going to be sustainable for their diversity goals.
Arthur Woods is co-founder of the diversity recruiting platform Matheson. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Sabrina.